Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the 8th day of September 2022. Folks, yesterday, much more in the way of showers and thunderstorms. We had them in several waves from late morning, midday yesterday into the mid-evening hours last evening. Those showers and thunderstorms moved in from the north and from the northeast, and it covered a lot more real estate than I thought it would. So we ended up getting the rainfall, not a whole lot of real heavy rainfall. Most rainfall amounts that I saw yesterday, the heaviest were in a patch in northwestern Travis County, over an inch in some areas up there, and also over south and southwest parts of the city of Austin, down to the south of Lady Bird Lake. So there were some 1 to 1.5, almost 2-inch rainfall totals in some areas. But there were also some areas, especially out east of Austin and some other areas, where I saw goose eggs as far as the rainfall. So it was much more than what I expected. We'll try to do a little better today, and I think we will. I think most of the instability shifts to our south and southeast today. Is there an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm maybe as far north as Austin? It could be, but I think that it's mainly going to be I-10 and south. So along the coastal plains mainly today for any shower and thunderstorm activity. And we really go out and look at the longer range outlook over the next 7 days, both the computer guidance as well as National Weather Service manual guidance, really a dry weather pattern holding for Austin and for South Central Texas. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, suggesting no rainfall for the Austin area over the next 7 day period. Temperatures will continue to be above seasonal averages. Now, one thing I will mention is pretty good agreement now in the models and also in the manual guidance promoting a weak cold front moving down the area sometime during the morning hours on Monday morning as we come out of the weekend. Folks, this front is not going to make much difference. It may cause the temperatures to go down a few degrees by Monday, but those temperatures are likely to rise back up for the middle part of next week. And temperatures overall, as I mentioned, will continue to be above seasonal averages. So you like dry weather, you like warmer than average temperatures, you'll like the next 7 day period. Friends, I will update my audio weather thoughts and the 7 day forecast, which is, of course, on the website. I'll do that again tomorrow on Friday. Meanwhile, hope you have a good Thursday, and we'll talk again tomorrow.